Every now and again, we like to tell you about new releases that we think are going to spark conversation. So now we're going to tell you about a new movie that dropped online at midnight. It's called Guava Island. It's the creation of Donald Glover, the multi-talented actor behind the hit show Atlanta. You might also know him as the singer Childish Gambino. Anyway, the new movie stars him and Rihanna. And listen to this, the 54-minute film is only available on Amazon Prime until 9 p.m. tonight Eastern Time. So we're going to tell you what you need to know about it in case you miss your window, and we're going to try to avoid spoilers. Sydney Madden from NPR Music is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Michelle.
So quickly, tell us what this is about.
So the whole film is set on Guava. It's this vibrant...
It's a fictional island.
Yes,
fictional,
a fictional
place. Okay.
Fictional place. Uh-huh. Beautiful island paradise, bountiful, vibrant, and the people are happy, but they have to find happiness wherever they can because they're forced to work 7 days a week.
Okay. And Donald Glover plays who?
Donald Glover plays Denny, the main character, who's this guitar-toting musical scamp. He's planning to put on a music festival for his island so that they can finally have a day off and celebrate. But Red, the kingpin on the island, he doesn't like this idea, obviously, so he's deterring him by any means necessary.
Oh, okay, so you're going to play a clip. What are we going to hear in this clip?
So this is one of the opening scenes in the movie. Denny is coming in late for work, and his coworkers are talking about how they're trying to save up money to leave the island because they think that's the solution, where you can be your own boss. But Denny's like, it doesn't work that way.
This is America. Guava's no different than any other country.
I don't know about it, Denny.
America is a concept. Anywhere where in order to get rich, you have to make someone else richer, is America.
Now, you know, many people might remember that Childish Gambino, or Donald Glover performing as Childish Gambino, got a lot of attention for a song and a music video, This Is America. It had a very pointed social critique in it. Is this film similar to that?
I would say it is similar, but the way This Is America, the music video last year, had so many layers of symbolism. This narrative is much more streamlined.
So is this a like an extended music video in the way many people might remember that when Beyoncé dropped Lemonade, it was a long kind of feature length piece, but it was kind of a showcase for her music videos? Or is this more of a movie with music in it?
That's a great question, and I could see how many would draw comparisons to Lemonade, but this is more a movie with music in it. Because in traditional musicals or in something like Lemonade, the music helps to drive the narrative, and that isn't really the case here. This is more music as an aside and an additional social commentary.
And what's the logic of releasing it, like, only for a limited number of hours on Amazon? What was the point of that? Just to frustrate us, or what's the logic here?
A little bit, because I'm sure a lot of fans are probably frustrated. But I think the logic is that this is a primer for something much bigger. The movie in and of itself is a great undertaking and a beautiful production, but I think because it doesn't feature any new music other than the opening track, which is a very poppy, boppy, little bit of a dance track, summertime anthem, which points to the fact or the speculation that we're going to hear more music from him this year, possibly a full album. If the world ends, I think I wanna die
with you. No. That is NPR Music, Sydney Madden. Sydney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.